Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's 11 a.m. and it's time for Something About the Women.
Next to the plate for the Yankees, Hank Bauer. On deck, Mickey Mantle.
When we met in 1938, it was November. When I said that I would be his mate, it was December. I reasoned he would be the greatest husband that a girl had ever found. That's what I reasoned. Then April rolled around.
Strike three, ball four, walk around, I'll tie the score. You're blind ump, you must be out of your mind, ump.
6 months out of every year, I might as well be made of stone. 6 months out of every year when I'm with him, I'm alone. 6 months out of every year, he doesn't take me anywhere. 6 months out of every year when I play cards, solitaire. The other 6 months out of every year, we are hardly ever seen apart. But then the Washington Senators take over my place in his heart. 6 months out of every year, I might as well be wearing crepe. Life is just an awful bore from which I find no escape. 6 months out of every year.
Strike three, ball four, walk around, I'll tie the score. Fly ball, double play, Yankees win again today. Those damn Yankees, why can't we beat them? He's out, he's safe, he's out. You're blind, up, you must be out of your mind.
6 months out of every year, he lives by the
talent
vision set.
He's out, he's safe, he's out.
If you see that man of mine, how does he look?
I forget.
Let's go. 6 months out of every year, we know there is no other day.
He's out, he's safe, he's out.
Well, he may. He's out, he's safe, he's out, he's safe, he's out. Strike three, four, four, walk around, I'll tie the score. He might as well be wearing crepes.
He's winning again today.
Life is just an awful bore on which I find.
He's out, he's safe, he's out, he's safe, he's out.
No, it's fine,
up your blind, up your must be out of your mind.
We're dying for the mercury, just drop the three below. We're crying for the happy days of bicycles and snow. We don't want secrets sold out as once a year or so. But with them, it's all career.
What are you waiting for? April.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. So happy to be here with you. Baseball is back, and so we started the show with the overture and 6 months out of every year from Damn Yankees, which brings back fantastic memories of the summer of 1978 when I starred as young Joe Hardy in the all-girl cast of Damn Yankees at Camp Timbertops, the mountain camp for girls. But I digress. We're so happy that baseball is back that our entire first set is going to be songs about baseball. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Let's get right into it right now. Batter up!
Get your hot dogs and cold drinks and skull cards right over here, folks!
Hit ball I throw to you, southpaw. Can you hit So I'm going to go to spring training. I love baseball. Have I lost you now? I actually watch baseball with the sound off because it has all become a commercial. It used to be a commercial after the inning. Now every sentence is a commercial. These are real. Let's see that again in our Discover Card Payback Playback. Who's the Rolaids relief pitcher of the game? This caught stealing's brought to you by LoJack. Those are real. By next year, the All-Star Game's going to sound like this. Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful one-a-day vitamins for baseball. Here at I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Stadium with a national car rental game time temperature of 82 degrees. America's pastime is being brought to you by Air Canada. Everybody, it's stock market night at the stadium tonight. All investors over the age of 21 get a free cyanide capsule. Leading off will be Rodriguez, one of the finest power hitters in the league, according to J.D. Power and Associates, who also rate JetBlue number one in customer satisfaction. He's a smart hitter. He's never had a grand slam, but he did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. His walk up to the plate's being brought to you by Hometown Buffet, where you can walk up to the plates as many times as you like. He grips the bat, pine tar by Polident. You too can enjoy corn and apples with confidence. Wash it all down with a nice cool Coors, the silver bullet. Let the Rockies come to you. Hey, the Rockies will be here next weekend. For tickets, let AT&T connect you to Sprint. Who'll connect you to Skype? Who'll connect you to Verizon Wireless? Who'll connect you to 555-TIXX Files? Weeknights at 9, strike 1. Today, first base is being brought to you by Aflac, because everybody needs an annoying duck as an insurance agent. Aflac, what? Aflac, what? Aflac covers everything but hearing loss. Second base is brought to you by Microsoft, who will donate $1,000 to their own company for every double hit in today's game. And third base is also brought to you by Microsoft, because they won't let you access third unless you interface with second, one and one. Today, right field's being sponsored by the Tea Party. Center, the American people, and way out in left field, the United States Congress. And Rodriguez smacks one back. Grande, latte, bed, bath, and beyond. Home run brought to you by Home Depot, the home store and home for the holidays, starring Queen Latifah, now out on DVD. That's LA. Dodgers will be here in 3 weeks for a two-night stand, game times at 7. That ball sailed over the gap in left field. By the way, the gap in left field's having a sale, 40% off all jeans. So get down on the field during the seventh inning stretch and get yourself some seventh inning stretch pants. Well, it's 1-0, we're still in the first, it's a blockbuster night, and we'll be right out back steakhouse after these commercials. Thank you so much.
She complains about not getting chosen for the basketball team. Remember, for those whose names are never called when choosing sides for basketball? I would have written about that, except she'd done it first. Cause when you're 5'2", okay, 5'1½", and everybody else in the whole gym class is 5'3" and even taller, it hurts. Truth is, I hadn't thought about that for years, and then a recent phone call rekindled all those fears. A softball game, Robin said, and you're invited. Softball, great, that's my game. Why, softball's practically my middle name. I'll be right over, I said, sounding excited. Even though I can't throw, I can't hit, I can't run, I admit, I can't catch, I can't pitch, in softball I haven't found my niche. But I don't let details get my way. Team sports, that's what I love to play. So I got dressed, I got my sneakers tied, made it to the park in time for choosing sides. But I didn't bring it because it's being repaired. But I can always borrow from the other team. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. This part goes on for quite a while, because 20 people showed up to play. They picked 10 to a side. So as the ranks of the unchosen were depleted and the ranks of the chosen swelled, and I was still standing there, I tried to act really casual, you know, looked down at the ground, looked up at the sky, noticed clouds were rolling in, and a wind had kicked up off the river, a bad sign. And well, deja vu, I was the last one chosen. Even after Her Highness Felicity Rosen, they put me in the field so far out and to the right, I was practically out of sight. But everybody said I had a real good day. I didn't make any errors, I didn't make any plays. You see, the ball never actually came out my way, and I figure the afternoon is gonna end this way. Coming up to bat was a whole different kind of humbling experience. I took one swing and missed, which was no surprise. I took another swing and missed. That was no surprise. Then I practiced strategy. I let one go by. It was called a ball. And I had a proud moment, which didn't last long, because then the pitcher threw one. I just couldn't resist. I swung, and I actually hit it. But it was a pathetic little dribbler right back to the mound, and the pitcher threw it over to first base, and I was out, which again is no surprise. But as I was walking to the bench to pick up my glove, the captain of the other team said to the captain of my team, "Hey, it's okay, she doesn't know how to play, so we won't count her outs." And I turned around and I said, "No, wait a minute, I want my outs to count. I want you to count my outs," which made me instantly unpopular with my whole team. So I said, "Oh, I get it. Don't count my outs. That's good strategy, too. It makes me feel so special. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Well, eventually I resumed my place in the outfield and continued watching the dandelions grow and blossom and turn into puffs and blow away in the chilly wind. Watched the clouds above me spelling doom in the sky. It wasn't long before I began to question my worth as a human being and my reason for living. And then top of the seventh, two on, two out, a crack of the bat, a mighty clout. My whole team turned and cringed to see that speeding ball heading vaguely toward me. I ran as fast as I could, I said a prayer, I stuck out my glove. The ball landed in there. No one could believe it on either team. They hooped and hollered, they stomped and screamed, and even total strangers watching clapped and cheered, aware that God had performed a miracle here. I was carried to the bench, I was handed a beer, and then the clouds broke apart and the sun reappeared. Well, I'm exaggerating about the sun coming out, but it felt like it did in my heart because I wanted to live again. Oh, by the way, we lost that game, 17-3. But I considered it a moral victory. And Janice, Ian, wherever you might be, take heart. There's hope for you, because there's hope for me.
Won't take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts, I'll buy you Cracker Jacks. As long as you count my outs when I come up to bat. Oh, now it's root, 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 root for both teams. Win or lose, lose or win, we're all the same. Oh, won't you please take me out to the old
and witty, who whispered to me, "You are so pretty." Soon he and I were cabareting. We had a good time, goes without saying. He came to my house, all the lights were low, and then he held me close, set my heart aglow. He told me that my lips were as sweet as wine. With that he put his two lips close to mine and talked of baseball, baseball, the Dodgers and baseball, baseball, Stan Musial and baseball, baseball, all through the night, baseball, baseball. was so mad, I got to thinking, surely this lad will start me drinking. For there was me, eager and healthy, in love with a he, handsome and wealthy. I tried to get him in my sweet embrace. All he had on his mind was the pen and trace. And though I saw him practically every night, we never went to movies or saw a fight. We just saw baseball, baseball, DiMaggio and baseball, baseball, Chicago Cubs, baseball, baseball, DeRozier and baseball, baseball. My heart knew such humiliation that I sat and planned retaliation, using the wiles known to all women. I'd marry that man if it was human. The wedding bells rang, we were one in June. Triumphantly we went on our honeymoon. He held me very tight under stars so bright and whispered, darling, who do you love tonight? I told him, baseball, baseball, the Tigers and baseball, baseball, Ted Williams and baseball, baseball. I love the game, baseball, Yankees, Red Legs, Braves, White Sox, Indians, Phillies, Senators, Red Sox, Orioles, Athletics, Pirates, baseball, baseball, baseball.
Better off, hear that call. The time has come for one and all to play ball. We're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities.
When you take me to cocktail bars, I'm always blue. And when we play gin rummy well, that's nothing new. I dream of a certain place, an open space, where no one said, just listen to a plea concerning me and make me glad. Lover,
take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I never come back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. So it's one, two, three, strike, and you're out of the old ball to the ball game.
right, that wraps up the first inning here on Something About the Women, and that was Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Ella Logan, and that goes out, it comes from a release called Swingin' Scott's Lassie. So she was born in Glasgow, and she made her Broadway debut in Finian's Rainbow in the original cast. And when was that? In 1947. She ended up as a nightclub singer, but was suspected of being a communist by the FBI, which sort of put a hamper on her career. But that was Ella Logan doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We heard before that from the soundtrack of A League of Their Own, the Rockford Peaches doing All American Girls Professional Baseball League song. And that is from that fabulous movie, A League of Their Own, with an all-star cast, Gina Davis, Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell, so many great people in that movie, and it's a great soundtrack. You should check it out. Before that, Jane Morgan did a song called Baseball, Baseball, and Christine Lavin, an old classic, Ballad of a Ball Game, going back to her album Bow, Woes, and Other Problems of Modern Life from 1987. We heard a little comedy bit from Elaine Boozler called Baseball. That's from her album 50-50 Club. Mabel Scott did the Baseball Boogie, and we got that version from the soundtrack of Ken Burns' film Baseball. And we started off with Sweet Ella Barrett. We started as we finished Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and that is from Sweet Ella Barrett's album, Her New Orleans Music. All right, wrapping up that first inning of songs here on Something About the Women. There's a ton of new music out, just a ton. I played a bit of it a couple weeks ago when I was on, but here is another one from the Dixie Chicks' new album called Gaslighter here on Something About the Women.
I could use a Texas man, the one who can feel at home, yeah, here in the California sand, who holds me like he'll never let go. It's been way too long since somebody's body was tangled with mine. Yeah, tangled up with mine. Everybody wants top market, but I'm a little bit unraveled. Everybody wants a new model, but I'm a little bit more traveled. If you got the strength I do, then sign me up. If I'm not too much for you, then sign me up, sign me up. I'm a little bit unraveled, but I'm ready.
We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
2, 3.
Been hanging on to what I thought was love. Turns out I was wrong, and that's not what it was. You just needed someone, and I was the one who was around. Well, you're gonna need someone that feels good to let go. Always had a reason to stay right by your side. Sometimes it was pity, and sometimes it was pride.
so bad. Ooh, baby, it's alright. Just love me, baby, love me like you, baby, 'cause you're mine. Honey, we don't need a pretty game to play a name. I see our face around here all the time. And it's kind of fun, so don't leave me hanging on. Tell me what you think about that. Come kiss me with your eyes closed. I already know you know how to do that. Yeah, it's kind of funny. You said that it was funny. You don't. No, you don't know nothing about me. Know nothing about you. We've been in the same room for an hour or too long to know.
Okay, wrapping up a whole set of brand new music in the sort of country vein. That was the Buckleys. They are three siblings from Australia, and their new song is Leave Me Hanging On. We heard Ashley Campbell, daughter of Glenn, doing Good to Know. That's her, I'm sorry, Good to Let Go. That's her new single. And Aubrey Sellers, daughter of Leanne Womack, a lot of famous children here, did a cover of a Chris Isaak tune, Wicked Game. We heard a brand new one, new single from Elizabeth Cook's forthcoming album, Aftermath. The song we heard was Bones, and started with the Chicks. I may have erroneously called them the Dixie Chicks when I started the set, but they are now just the Chicks. And we heard Texas Man from their phenomenal new record, Gaslighter. So that wraps up our second set today. Coming up in the next set, a bunch of brand new music from folks the likes of Elin Jewell, Casey Chambers, Laurie McKenna, and a few others here on Something About the Women.
Now, and the cotton. little babe.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Go down with it. The secrets of boat tossed on away. All these years you've been living with it, and it's f***ed you up every which way. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Every day's a battle that's never won. safe to keep it hidden, and it's not safe to let it out. You just learn to do its bidding as it blows you up from the inside out. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Is it a life grenade or a loaded gun? Out of sight, out of questions, with your truest friend depression, whispering me to true confession. No relief and no redemption. Secret keepers, we're all the same, looking for some kindness when we meet someone. We get you.